Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here today on August the 23rd, and we just thank God for waking us up this morning and allowing us to be here today. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angel went before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels and earth serve him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve today. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for just life and life more abundantly today, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and honor, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to stand in the gap for those that may not be able to stand in the gap for themselves, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for the unity on this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for the consistency, Lord God, of those, Lord God, coming, Lord God, to pray and to worship you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping the families, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for keeping the marriages, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are so grateful today, Lord God. Lord God, just to come before you, Lord God, and just say thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Because if you don't do anything else, Lord God, you've done enough, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us through the night, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, that we are able to praise your holy name, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord. You are able, you are worthy, and we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for being a healer of diseases, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that are sick and shut in, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be dealing with sugar diabetes, Lord God. Lord God, that, those that may be dealing with cancer, Heavenly Father, lupus, Lord God. Lord God, just any type of autoimmune disease, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be, have a drug addiction, Heavenly Father, Lord God, or alcohol addiction, Lord God. Or, Lord God, those that may be addicted to prescription pills, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be addicted to fentanyl today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying them into the kingdom, Lord God, because we know that you are a healer, Lord God. Lord God, you are a healer. You're a way maker, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we're praying for those today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the children, Lord God. There's so many children missing, Lord God. Lord God, being abused, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for them right now, Lord God. We're praying for those, Lord God, that may not be able to pray for themselves, Lord God, and don't know how to pray, Jesus, and don't know that there's help, Lord God. But we know that you are our consistent help, Lord God. You said you will be our help, Lord God, in our time of need, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be in assisted living, Lord God, that doesn't have any family members, Lord God, or those that may be in hospice, Lord God. Lord God, that's received a bad diagnosis from the doctor, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for them right now, Lord God. We praying for their strength right now today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for marriages, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying, Jesus, Lord God, that you restore families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying for every family that's on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for Sister Marie's family, Lord God, and Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland's family. Lord God, we praying for Pastor Scalaska and Sister Mary, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for Sister Peggy's family, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Darlene's family, Lord God, and Sister Sheila, Lord God, and Sister Yvonne, Lord God. We're praying for the families today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the family of Lord God, just everybody on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, because we know that you are a way maker, Lord God. Lord God, keep the families together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for Jamila, Lord God, and her family, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, and Sister Lucinda, Lord God, and her family, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for every family member on this prayer line, Lord God, and just every family member across the world, Lord God. We're praying for the families today, Lord God, that you would keep the unity, Lord God, in the families, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, as the children go back to school, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for the teachers, Lord God. Lord God, the bus drivers, Lord God. Lord God, the principals, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God, that they have compassion for the students today, Lord God. Give them patience, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're praying for them today, Lord God. We're praying for the dads, Lord God. Lord God, there's so many dads missing from the homes, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, to just keep the families together, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let the fathers be active in the children's lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the fathers have a heart for the children, Lord God, for their children, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, turn their hearts around, Lord God. Lord God, where their hearts been cold, Lord God. Lord God, where their hearts have turned black, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you make it white as snow today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the fathers, Lord God. Lord God, as they're the head of the household, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you return them, Lord God, to their position, Lord God. Lord God, return them to the responsibility, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they won't run from the responsibility, Lord God, but they will understand, Lord God, they can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen them to, Lord God, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, and for the family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you said, Lord God, you never seen the righteous forsaken, Lord God, or his seed begging for bread, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for restoring the families today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for restoring the brokenhearted, Lord God. There's so many people grieving, Lord God, for loss of a family member, Lord God. There's so many people dying, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you mend every void today, Lord God. Mend the voids, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we pray, Jesus, Lord God, that all be saved, Lord God, so they all will be in heaven with you, Lord God. So we're praying for Yolanda today, Lord God. We're praying for Yolanda, Lord God. Lord God, that you mend that broken heart, Lord God, that you give her strength, Lord God. Strength, Lord God, that she didn't even know she had, Lord God, because we know our strength comes from you, Lord God. I pray for Tony and Don, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for Mr. Renzi, Lord God. I pray for Jada, Lord God, that lost her father, Lord God. I pray for each and every person, Lord God, that's going through bereavement, Lord God, that's going through grieving, Lord God, that, Lord God, has got a void in their hearts, Lord God, today, Jesus, Lord God. I'm praying for them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give them peace beyond their understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we seek you today, Lord God. Lord God, lay on our hearts, Lord God, what we need to pray for, Lord God. Lord God, give me, Lord God, insight, Lord God, what I need to pray for, Lord God. Lord God, help me to pray, Lord God. Help me to seek you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for our prayer life today, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, we just don't feel like praying, Lord God. I ask you to restore our prayer life today, Lord God. Lord God, anybody, Lord God, is just, Lord God, going through a dry season in their life, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you restore their prayer life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, if we seek you, we will find you, Lord God. You said if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to pray without ceasing, Lord God. Help us to have compassion on one another, Lord God. Lord God, if we see a situation, Lord God, that needs prayer, Lord God, help us to go into action, Lord God. Help us to stay in action, Lord God. Help us to be like the watchman on the hill, Lord God, praying and seeking, Lord God, because there's so many issues, Lord God. Lord God, you said from the heart flows the issue of life, Lord God. So I pray today, Lord God, that we will seek you fervently in effective prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying right now, Lord God, for that you will return everything, Lord God, that the enemy has taken from us, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking for total restoration today, Lord. Total restoration, Lord God, today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That you restore everything, Lord God. Lord God, that the enemy has stole from us, Lord God. Every plan, Lord God. Everything, Lord God. Lord God, you know, Lord God. You know, you seen every tear, Lord God. Lord God, you seen us, Lord God, having anxiety, Lord God. You seen us, Lord God, And I pray today, Lord God, that you restore, Lord God, everything that the enemy has stolen from us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray you break up the camps of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break it up right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for my nephews, Lord God, TJ, Jadon, and Kenya, Lord God. Lord God, as they grieving their father, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and Joshua, Lord God, and Sierra, Lord God, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you tear up every stony ground right now in their life, Lord God. You make every crooked place straight right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Return what the enemy has stolen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we declare and decree over our families today, Lord God, that you will be a restorer, Lord God, a way maker, Lord God. Lord God, we know that, Lord God, that you lead us by the still waters, Lord God. Lord God, you will lead us by the still waters, Lord God. You said, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you will lay us down in the pasture, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said you'll be with us, Lord. And so I thank you today, Lord God, for restoring, Lord God, and bringing back everything that we lost, Lord God, because we didn't lose nothing, Lord God, because we got everything in you, Lord God. You are the way, the light, Lord God, the truth, Lord God. You are the great I am, Lord God. There's no God greater. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for returning everything, Lord God, every dream, Lord God. Lord God, everything, Lord God. Lord God, when things didn't work out, Lord God, like we thought we worked out, Lord, it should work out, Lord God. You returning it right now, Lord God. You returning our faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You restoring our faith right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we decree and declare a thing right now today, Lord God. We call on you, Jesus, Lord God. We ask you for favor, Lord God. Then let your favor shine upon us, Lord God. We decree the light of God's favor, Lord God, to shine upon us today, Lord God. Lord God, upon our family, Lord God, upon our homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, upon the works of our hands, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that we will have open heavens today, Lord God. Let us have open heavens today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open heavens on each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That long time problem, Lord God, that we've been praying for right now, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it be a breakthrough today, Lord God. Breakthrough today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Just what we thought it wasn't going to happen, Lord God, you open that door, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I declare and decree open heavens upon my family today, Lord God, that favor, Lord God, will be unlimited, Lord God. Lord God, we are praying for unlimited favor, Lord God, unlimited favor, Lord God, unlimited grace, Lord God, unlimited mercy, Lord God, upon each and every one of us of Prayer Praise Deliverance Ministries today, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, that we will have more than enough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, no matter how high the interest rates climb, Lord God. Lord God, we will have enough, more than enough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, today, Lord God, that doors will be opening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ways will be made, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for increasing our territory, Lord God, today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for providing for us, Lord God, today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for being our refuge today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those in Hawaii, Lord God, that, Lord God, is going through what they're going through, Lord God. That, Lord God, there's some people in Hawaii, Lord God, has lost everything, Lord God. The fires, Lord God, have burned up all their possessions, Lord God. We're praying for them today, Lord God. Lord God, that you will return, Lord God, what's been taken from them, Lord God. More than enough, more than enough, more than enough, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, return to them, Lord God. More than sevenfold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a hundredfold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Jesus. We pray, Lord. We pray, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we declare and decree, Lord God, that there be a positive change, Lord God, in our life today, Lord God. Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, a turnaround in every situation, Lord God, that it will favor us today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Let there be a turnaround in our finances, Lord God. Let there be a turnaround in our prayer life, Lord God. Lord God, let there be a turnaround in every aspect of our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will have more than enough, Lord God, and we will never lack a good thing, Lord God. You said that we will not lack any good thing, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we just ask you, Lord God, to guide us today on this prayer line, Lord God. Guide us today, Lord God. Guide us, Lord God. Lord God, bring to us, Lord God, what we need to pray for, Lord God. Lord God, let us know, Lord God, what we need to stand in the gap for, Lord God. Lord God, because you see all, you hear all, Lord God. You sit high and you look low, Lord God. So we just asking you today, Lord God, to guide us, Lord God. Let this not be like any other prayer line day, Lord God. Lord God, let this be the day of breakthrough, Lord God. Let us not go about this day, Lord God, like it's any other day, Lord God. Because, Lord God, this is the day that the Lord has made, Lord God, and we will be glad in it, Lord God. We will rejoice in it, Lord God. So, Lord God, I ask you for your leadership today, Lord God. Lead us, guide us, Lord God. Lord God, because for it's thy will be done, Lord God. Not my will, Lord God. Not nobody else's will, Lord God, but your will, Lord God. Because you are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord God, and we trust you. We trust you today, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We trust your will, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that your will is not our will. Your ways are not our ways, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being a seeing God, Lord God. We thank you for seeing, Lord God. You said you see everything, Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God, for when them situations didn't work out that we wanted to work out, Lord God, you knew, Lord God. You already knew, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we serve a seeing God today, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are going to receive sudden blessings, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to do what you can do, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Lord God, let our prayers not be in vain, Lord God. Lord God, let it touch the lives today, Lord God. Let your word not fall on stony ground today, Lord God. Lord God, we serve a God of the suddenly, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you can do things, Lord God, in the midst of, Lord God, everything, Lord God. Lord God, in the midst of everything, you can turn situations around, Lord God. Lord God, it's never too late, Lord God. It's not too late. Just like it wasn't too late for Sarah, Lord God. It's not too late for any one of us, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you we serve the God of the suddenly, Lord God. The sudden turnaround, Lord God. Lord God, so we ask you today, Lord God, every difficult situation, Lord God, every situation that's not pleasing, Lord God, to us, Lord God. Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's every obstacle that's been placed in our way, Lord God. Lord God, trying to deter us from reaching the destination, Lord God. We ask you today by, Lord God, your will, your might, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know we serve a God of the suddenly, Lord God. So we pray today, Lord God, that you turn situations around, Lord God, to favor us, Lord God. Lord God, give us a testimony today, Lord God. Lord God, let our lives be a testimony today, Lord God. How you turn things around in our favor, Lord God. How you work things out in our life, Lord God. How you turned around the family, Lord God. How you brought the families together, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let our life be a testimony today, Lord God. How you healed the brokenhearted, Lord God. How you made the blind man see, Lord God. Lord God, how you made the crippled man walk, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God, for turning our life around, Lord God, because we serve a God of the suddenly, Lord God. Lord God, you're doing things suddenly, Lord God. You're breaking things up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're changing the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're pushing mountains in the sea right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that we serve a God of the suddenly, Lord God. Lord God, you're working things out right now. Down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Prayer, praise, deliverance, ministries, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the circle of friends today, Lord God, because you're working things out for each and every one of us, Lord God, and we are so grateful, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your anointing makes us strong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, my Father, Lord God, for anointing me with fresh oil today, Lord God. Lord God, anoint each and every one of us, Lord God, with fresh oil today, Lord God. Fresh fire, Lord God, release upon us today, Lord God. Lord God, let your anointing empower us for victory today, Lord God. Lord God, because victory is ours, Lord God. Lord God, you said we are victorious, Lord. Oh, Lord, my Father, Lord God, empower us today, Lord God, for victory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Empower my life today, Lord God, for victory, Lord God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, have total victory over my life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anoint my head with oil, Lord God, that my cup shall runneth over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us not be defeated, Lord God. Let us not be defeated, Lord God. We are overcomers by your word, Lord God. And we thank you today, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God. That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God. But, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that we are seeking you, Lord God, with everything that we have inside of us, Lord God. Because we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come today, Lord God, to tear down every stronghold, Lord God. Every stronghold in our life, Lord God. In our children's life today, Lord God. Everything that's been stolen from us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to restore it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, everything that's been spoken over our children, Lord God, meant to deter them, Lord God, meant to break them down right now. We ask you to break that stronghold today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Fresh fire, fresh oil, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, restore, restore, restore right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to, Lord God, restore fresh oil, Lord God, and fresh fire over Denver and Dallas right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for restoration, Lord God, for David, Abraham, Celeste, and Benjamin right now, Lord God. We ask for fresh fire, Lord God. Anything that's been spoken over those children right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, meant to deter them, Lord God, meant to break them down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, anything that's been stolen, every tear that's been shed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you restore it right now. Mend that broken heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, anytime, Lord God, we've been feeling oppressed, Lord God, or we felt like we wasn't good enough, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that that stronghold be broken right now, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. You said that we will see the righteous, Lord God. Lord God, we will see the land of milk and honey, Lord God. We are chosen by you, Lord God. You said you chose us even in our mother's womb, Lord God. You knew us, Lord God. So we were chosen, Lord God, before we was even created, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you restore, Lord God, everything that we was lost, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you for divine breakthrough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would divinely break up the camp of the enemy, Lord God. Everything that was stolen, Lord God, we return to me, Lord God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore everything lost and stolen, Lord God, from me right now, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, that you will return everything, Lord God. Every wall of defense, Lord God. Every blockage, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. When I wanted to keep going, Lord God. And Lord God, everything was pulling me back, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you break that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we come today, Lord God, to tear down the strongholds, Lord God. Anything in high places, Lord God. They don't serve no place in our life today, Lord God, because, Lord God, you said that we will be, Lord God. We are called upon you, Lord God. So, Lord God, today, Lord God, I ask you to break every stronghold, Lord God, that's getting in the way of my success, Lord God. That's, Lord God, is stopping me, Lord God, from getting to where I need to be, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you restore it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Break up the camp of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every mantle, Lord God, that's been placed, Lord God, every stronghold, Lord God, I pray that you dismantle it today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every stronghold over my finances, Lord God, over my kids, Lord God, every stronghold over my parents, Lord God. Lord God, by the authority of Jesus Christ, Lord God, today, Lord God, I ask you to break it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that we will be restored, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's hindering our progress, Lord God, will be restored, Lord God. Lord God, we reclaim every stolen blessing, Lord God. We reclaim it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that was stolen from me, Lord God, and my kids, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, today, Lord God, we're reclaiming it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you for a divine reversal, Lord God. Lord God, those days, Lord God, that we just couldn't see our way through, Lord God, I command, Lord God, a divine reversal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. When just when we thought it wasn't going to work out for our good, Lord God, you reversed it, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, for a divine reversal right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, restore everything that was taken from us, Lord God. Lord God, restore everything that was taken from us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, it's your people, Lord God. It's your daughter, Lord God. It's your sons, Lord God. We're calling upon you, Lord God. You said if we call upon you, Jesus, Lord God, you will hear us, Lord. So I pray right now, Lord God, for a divine reversal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, that's to come against us, Lord God. Lord God, you're tearing up every stony ground right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're telling us to pick up our mats and walk right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We won't be sitting by that pool for long, Lord God, because you can command in a divine reversal right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for reversing, Lord God, what the enemy meant for bad, Lord God. You turned it around for your good, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for reversal, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for returning everything, Lord God, that the enemy has taken from me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every relationship, Lord God, that was lost, Lord God. Lord God, every time we felt like we wasn't good enough, Lord God, you're reversing it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, when we was at our lowest, Lord God, you're reversing it around right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every time that we didn't get that promotion, Lord God, or we didn't get that loan, Lord God, or that thing didn't work out for us, Lord God, you're reversing it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So I just want to thank everybody that's here on the prayer line today. So what we're going to do right now is come together and just give God thanks for just reversing and restoring everything that the enemy took from us. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. We bless
thank you,
today,
Lord.
Oh God,
thank
because
you
are turning things thank around in our favor today,
you.
God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah.
We worship you,
Jesus.
Lord God.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we have the victory, oh God, because you have given us the victory over all things, oh God.
We are not oppressed. We are not down.
You have not
forgot about us,
Lord God. You have not forgot
about us, Lord
God. Salvation for you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just think that we are victorious in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
God
is on our side. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have the victory over all things,
Lord
God. In
Jesus'
name, we thank you, Father.
I thank you, Lord God, for the reversal, Lord God.
We praise you, God, and glory for your holiness and your righteousness.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God.
We need the power to
grab my kids, Lord God, in the name of Darlene, with all the rest of her life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord,
today for God said, I am a great commander. Money, I am a money commander. Millions of dollars coming from now. In Jesus' name, Deuteronomy 28.
Thank you,
Lord. Bless me in my
life.
And you will be blessed when we go out. I decree that I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Jesus, I go to the root cause of I curse it at the root and destroyed it in the name of Jesus. It shriveled up and died in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, 1 Samuel 30:8, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after them? Who shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all our pursuers after them that have been taken from thee, and without fail I recover them all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, 2 Kings 4:26, run now. I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? It is well with thy is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. I decree today that it is well with me and every phase and aspect of my life. It is well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20:12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless against this great multitude which is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And I decree this morning that the Lord God Almighty, I may not know what to do, O God, but my eyes are on you. I trust you to lead me in the right direction. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20:15, he said, live be careful. Be all you people of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat. The Lord says this to you. Be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. I'm not afraid or dismayed by the great multitude from the enemy. For the battle
right
is not
Lord
mine,
God.
But it is
God.
God. Hallelujah. Jesus has destroyed everything. The tank of worms, the pommel worm, the caterpillar, and the locust strike the field for me are just taking me. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Jesus, 2 Chronicles 20:17. You need not fight in the shadow. Take your position, stand and witness the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, but the Lord is with you. I am not fearful. I am not.
We thank you, Lord.
I go out against every
intermediary
demon and stop tackling from demons, tackling from demons, because the
Lord
is with me. And I have the victory in Jesus' name.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus, glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We just bless
you
this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Chronicles 20:22. When they began singing and praising, Lord, set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which had come against
Judah,
so they were struck down defeated. And as I sing and praise the Lord, I thank you that you set ambushes against the enemies of my life, my finances, my family, my relationships, and everything that concerns me. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that they are struck down and defeated right now. In Jesus' name, I decree, my God, you bring me the heart of a lion to come and be victorious over every battle in my life and restore my glory and multiples of what the enemy has stolen. In the name of Jesus, I am ready to receive love. I am ready to receive love. I am ready to receive what God has chosen for me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise your name, God. I glorify your holy and your righteous name. Yes, Lord, praise your name, God. Glory to your holy and your righteous name, O God, because you are the mighty one, O God. We have the victory, O God, over all things, O God, because of what Jesus Christ did and because we are in the kingdom today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus, oh God. Thank you for every dream, pastor, every still water, Lord God, that you lead us beside,
yes,
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God,
you, Lord.
For restoring us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for anointing
hallelujah,
our head with oil,
Lord
God, that our cups are running over, Lord
field.
God. In the name
blessed
of Jesus,
when
Lord
come
God,
and when we
thank
go,
you, Lord
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
We are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ
thank
today, Lord
you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. I bless myself by saying God's word because I believe what Proverbs 18 says. Gentleman one says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they didn't love it because they put their own. And I see I'm blessed because I'm speaking over my life, and I'm believing for change. And I see how my life changes for the better. Me and my seed can live by speaking the word of God, favor over my life and their life. I declare the word of God is here for happening with me. The moment I declare this, it just starts happening for me. The favor of God surrounds me today like a shield. I expect doors to open. I expect people to call me, text me, and communicate with me in some kind of way, and I get a blessing. In the name of Jesus, I decree from this moment forward, I see myself the way God sees me. I am highly favored of the Lord. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am reigning as a king in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Thank
now,
you for the
in Jesus' name, I declare by faith that I walk in divine favor. I have preference, supernatural increase. I have restoration. I have prominence. I have petitions granted, laws changed, policies and rules changed, and God is one, which I did not have to fight. Why? All because of favor. The blessing and favor of God is on my life in Jesus' name. Every morning when I arise, I will speak and expect divine favor to go before me, surround me with secure with will and pleasure. Forevermore. Doors are now open for me that men have said are impossible to open. No obstacle can stop me, no hindrance can delay me. In Jesus' name, I am honored by my Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus,
as I receive genuine favor, I am blessed to him. I am the object of his affection. I am the apple of his eye. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So be it right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Let him see that I got full of. Yes, Lord Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am confessing favor, God. I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I am entitled to covenant kindness and covenant favor. The favor of God is among the righteous. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. Therefore, it surrounds me everywhere I go and everything I do. I expect the favor of God to be in full manifestation in my life. In Jesus' name. Never again will I be without the favor of God. God, it rests richly upon me. It profusely abounds in me. I am a part of a generation that is experiencing God's favor today. Limitlessly and surpassingly. Therefore, promotion, preservation, honor, increased access, greater victory, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, policies and rules change. That is one of the guys that I have to fight. The favor of God is on me and goes before me. Therefore, my life will never be the same. This is the time of God's favor in my life. That is the favor of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for faith, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have faith, oh God, to have our living Lord. That as the scripture has said, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Lord, for those living waters today,
God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the
thank
glory,
you, Lord.
We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord, and we worship you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
You are the Alpha and Omega, Lord. So what we're going to do right now is get the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can do it right now.
I thank you, Father God. I have a scripture that I want to read to words of encouragement. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B., and I'm just grateful to be here, and I just continue to see God moving mightily each and every day. Just the fact that I am able to get up and go about the business at hand, and I am grateful for my family. I just want to give God honor and praise and glory for my sisters and my brother and my daughter and her children and just how God continues to bless and increase and enlarge our territory, and also the saints of God here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries and the IPM Prayer Ministries. These ministries are such a blessing to me, and I'm just grateful that we're able to come and pray together, and we're in agreement together, and because of that, we're seeing the miraculous happen. We're seeing God move and our families and in Sweetin and Barking their desire to serve him. So I'm thanking God for that today. And this morning I do want to keep the children in prayer. I know that they are in school now. Many of the children have returned to school, and each and every thing that is, or each and every person connected to the children in the schools. That includes the bus drivers, the teachers, the principals, the people who serve lunch, the crossing guards, especially the crossing guards, because they have a very dangerous job. Many times I see these people, I live across the street from a school, and the people are just driving so fast. I mean, they're probably running late, trying to get the kid to the classroom and also maybe get to work. So I just pray for the protection of the crossing guards and even for the children as they make their way to the schools. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, this is Sister Ivana. I'm glad to be here in the morning, and I want to pray for my grandkids to get closer to God. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I just thank God so much for the word. The prayers that went forth this morning, and I'm standing in agreement and received and prayed, you know, for the favor of God continue to grow in my life in Jesus' name, and continue. Pray for me for traveling mercy and grace as I will be traveling this weekend. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Good morning, Sister Gladys. Keep Charlene Foster name lifted up in prayer, that strengthened her legs, and also the lady that's in the room right next to her. Keep them lifted up in prayer that healing will come in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
They'll be able to walk.
Also, we're going to put Uncle Joe, he works here. He went to the hospital. He was having problems with the leg, swelling, blood clots in the leg and his kidneys. So we'll see what happened today. We're going to put him on the prayer list for him and his family. For Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Appreciate the word today and the prayer.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Teresa, and I have a prayer request for a friend of mine. Her name is Latoya Allen, and just asking for prayer for her and her family. Her mom just entered hospice, and her mom's name is Barbara Stevens.
Amen.
Okay.
Is there anybody else with a prayer request or a praise report? Okay. Well, let us come together and begin to pray concerning these requests. And if you didn't give your request, of course, we know that you can go ahead and pray it while we're in the midst of our prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you this morning for Pastor Scholastica and also our sister Lucinda, oh, God, who is traveling. We thank you, God, today that you protect them in these foreign countries, oh, God, and give them the angels, oh, God. Let the angels surround them as we are praying this morning. We're thanking you, God, today for just blessing them, oh, God, to be able to travel, Lord. And as Sister Mary is traveling this weekend, we thank you, Lord, today that you put the angels around her vehicle and bless their homes, oh, God, while they're gone, oh, God. Protect them from harm's way, oh, God, from anything they try to do while they're away from their homes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We glorify you today, God, because
you are
so many great and wonderful things, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
every
in the name of Jesus,
organ.
We praise you, God.
Yeah.
We praise you, God, today. Our children who have gone back to
school.
Every one, oh God, that you help them to be in a learning mode, oh God, that they do well in the classroom, that they bless them and they are able, God. We pray that you honor them, God, that they will do well in the classroom, oh God, and remember what they are supposed to be doing, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. Let the classroom be a blessed place for all the students, oh God, and the teachers, Lord. We pray for the principals, oh God, that the principals will do the right thing, Lord. We pray that the principals will have compassion on the students who may not learn as fast as somebody else, oh God. We pray for our teachers to have patience, Father. Let them have patience with these students, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We don't pray for those crossing guards, oh God, that you protect them from harm as well, God, from
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master Savior.
thing.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord, today for the human, oh God.
Thank you, Lord, for the fervent, effective prayers of a righteous man and as well as my child.
Thank
you, Lord, for the prayers this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for answered prayers. Yes, Lord, it's already done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you,
hallelujah.
And we bless your hope.
Thank you.
In your righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray, we say hallelujah, and amen, and amen.
Praise God.
So this morning we're just grateful for the time that we have spent together. Thank you, our Minister Chris, for the prayer that you did this morning and just for leading us as we have gone through this hour of power of prayer. And we know that the Lord has heard every petition, and he heard our praises unto him. And we're grateful for the fact that we can give him praise and honor and glory because he is a glorious God. So this morning we're at the top of the hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And we cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, that have been sent our way, we decree, declare that we reject them in the name of Jesus. They shall not come to pass in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm thanking God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next in Jesus' name. I decree today that we pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. He protects you, sustains you, and guards you. I decree that the Lord makes his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious unto you, surrounding you with loving kindness. I decree that the Lord lifts up his countenance and his face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life in Jesus' name. I decree today that we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us, and the light shall shine upon our ways, according to Job 22 and 28, in the name of Jesus. I decree that when we sing and praise our God, ambushes against our enemies, hallelujah. I decree that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in the sight of the Lord God Almighty, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Praise the Lord. I decree that the Lord God Almighty pours out water upon him who is thirsty and streams on the dry ground in Jesus' name. I decree that our descendants will be many and our offspring as the grass of the earth. And I decree that we will continue to resist that devil and the devil flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree that the Lord gives his people twice as much as you had before as he did for Job in Jesus' name. And I decree that we continue to pray and people are coming to the kingdom. People are receiving Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree that the Lord gives us power to get wealth. And we are in a wealthy place that is spiritually, naturally, and with all that we have within us. We give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. And I want you to know that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving your family, yourself, your friends, and your foes in Jesus' name. And I decree that we will continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Go and have a beautiful day, a lovely week, and an awesome rest of your life. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.